With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Appearing on the Salem Radio Network, campaign 2024 correspondent in Iowa, Joey Hudson, says the adverse weather in Iowa has not bothered the Trump campaign.
Maybe this is a metaphor for this entire campaign process. You had a number of events canceled by other campaigns. Of course, Donald Trump's event, it went on as scheduled. Rain, sleet, snow, extreme heat. Donald Trump's event somehow always seemed to pull it off.
The Iowa caucuses begin tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The caucuses are the opening contest in the months-long Republican presidential primary process. Also at SRNews.com, New York Governor Kathy Hochul said postponing the Buffalo Bills-Pittsburgh Steelers playoff game until today was the right move.
At game time on Monday, here's what we expect. Weather conditions will be very cold. They'll be in the teens, and even wind chill factors as low as zero, maybe to 9 degrees, but that's going to be very, very cold. But this will be without the danger of the winds and the blinding snow and the hazardous traffic conditions for those as they travel to the stadium or leaving.
All over much of the U.S., the National Weather Service says wind chills are expected to push down temperatures through at least midweek. Arctic storms have left at least 4 people dead and knocked out electricity to tens of thousands in the Northwest, brought snow to the South, and walloped the Northeast with blizzard conditions. U.S. markets closed for Martin Luther King Day, a holiday. On Friday, Wall Street drifted to a mixed finish, closing out its 10th winning week of the last 11. The S&P 500 ended up last Friday up 0.1% and remains within 0.3% of its record. This is SRN News. Pro-family advocates are cheering a new piece of legislation on Capitol Hill.
The measure, which has been introduced in both the House and the Senate, is called the Families, Rights, and Responsibilities Act, and it's designed to protect the rights of moms and dads to guide the upbringing, education, and health care of their children. Matt Sharp of Alliance Defending Freedom says the bill is needed because, quote, parental rights have been eroded by government actions that view children as the property of the state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Mexico is rarely listed as a nation where religious persecution is a problem, but that may soon change. According to International Christian Concern, persecution of evangelicals in the southern part of the country is on the rise now. ICC fellow Linda Burkel says drug cartels may target Christians because they do not approve of drug use. Protestants are also targeted by radical Catholics. This is SRN News. California authorities say an airplane has crashed in the Pacific Ocean near an airport just south of San Francisco. There was no immediate information about the number of people on board that plane, possible survivors, or the type of aircraft involved in the crash. The federal government looking into a pair of train crashes in Florida.
NTSB investigating two incidents involving the Brightline train that left three people dead at the same railroad crossing. That on the high-speed train's route between Miami and Orlando. The crashes Wednesday and Friday at the crossing along the US 1 corridor in Melbourne on Florida's Atlantic coast. Since Brightline launched the 160-mile extension that links South Florida and Orlando in September, there have been 5 deaths. Jason Walker reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.